health officials are warning there is a very real risk of what they call an explosive spread of coronavirus in Melbourne's lockdown towers, likening them to vertical cruise ships. But residents of the 9 public housing buildings say they feel unfairly targeted, and this sudden move to prevent them from leaving their homes has caused confusion and stress, with many lacking essential food items like bread and fresh milk. The spike in cases in Melbourne has prompted the Australian Medical Association to call for a pause in the easing of COVID-19 restrictions nationally. A new report out this morning has found Victoria is the most likely to be Australia's worst performing state during the coronavirus pandemic. Deloitte Access Economics says the reintroduction of tighter restrictions will accelerate job losses and stop consumer spending. The report also finds international border shutdowns that have taken migrants, tourists and foreign students out of the Australian economy will have effects right across many different sectors for years to come. The Liberal Party is yet to concede defeat in the Eden Monaro by-election. Labor claimed victory yesterday with the latest Electoral Commission figures showing Christy McBain 737 votes ahead of her Liberal opponent, Fiona Catboys. Postal votes are still trickling in, with around 15% of the ballots yet to be counted.